These are the words of Thomas Merton, taken from Passion for Peace, The Social Essays, edited by William H. Shannon, from 1995. Nonviolence must be aimed above all at the transformation of the present state of the world, and it must therefore be free from occult, unconscious connivance with an unjust use of power. This poses enormous problems. For if nonviolence is too political, it becomes drawn into the power struggle and identified with one side or another in that struggle. Well, if it is totally apolitical, it runs the risk of being ineffective or, at best, merely symbolic. It's probably obvious why I chose this one this morning for our little Monday morning Merton moment. I've been spending a lot of time looking at images from the, let me get up on my soapbox here, incredibly justified protests happening across university campuses in the United States. Let me be clear, I am pro-Palestine, anti-Hamas, and very much anti-Zionist. I strongly believe in nonviolence, and I strongly believe in the right to political protest. I actually disagree, maybe a little bit, with Merton here about nonviolence being too political and it becoming drawn into the power struggle. I think that the personal is the political, and politics is for power, right? Maybe I'm not smart enough to understand what he's talking about here. That's, like, quite frankly, the most likely case. But, you know, this is just an opportunity to remember that we all have the right for peaceful protest. Don't let that be taken away from you. Don't let that be taken away from others. When you see these images, as hard as they are to look at them and remember what these human beings are protesting for. They're protesting for other human beings in other parts of the world who are currently experiencing colonialist violence and genocide. And not a happy Monday morning message from me, and I sincerely apologize for that. But, you know, as some Christians say, this has been placed upon my heart this morning, but truly this is a thing that I've been thinking quite a great deal about. And I also want to point out here that his use of occult is not the fun occult. It's more like the occult in terms of being obfuscated, like when the moon occults the sun during an eclipse, rather than, woo, here are my tarot cards and my crystals and my grimoire. So remember that occult can mean different things. I encourage you today, and I encourage myself today, to reflect on how we can employ acts of nonviolence in our everyday lives. And I know that's really vague and shit, but you know what? It's Monday. I just had a very long phone call with Mount Sinai, and just friggin' take good care of each other, okay? We're all humans. We're all connected. I don't know. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you for listening to this not-so-uplifting Monday morning message. Drink lots of water. Put on your sunscreen. Consensual hugs. All of that stuff. I love you. Thank you again. Take good care of your hearts, take good care of each other, and talk to you tomorrow, hopefully with something a little bit more uplifting and a little less genocidal. Okay.